Hello everyone. Today in Tech Talks, we have got a very interesting personality, Alan Lockery, the founder of Footnet app. He is the man who thinks that there is a revolution that's required in the sports knowledge platforms. Footnet is positioning themselves in a right, in a very right manner in between your knowledge and the gambling, right in between that. We will have Alan taking us through what is Footnet, how we started Footnet, and anything and everything around football and Footnet. Welcome, Alan, to the show.
Thanks, Vijay. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Tell us about Footnet in a gist before we actually deep dive into that and get going.
Yeah, sure. So in a nutshell, Footnet's mission is to enable football fans to prove their knowledge in a fun, challenging, and safe way. It's as simple as that. If you look at existing ways of proving knowledge in the market, you have fantasy games like Fantasy Premier League, Sky Super 6, and then you have sports betting as well. So if you look at something like Fantasy Premier League, it's extremely complex. You know, you've got 15 players, multiple different formations. You know, you're having to plan ahead multiple different game weeks, injuries, different buttons for various things. Then players get rotated and, you know, it's fiendishly complex. And a lot of time is required to do well in that. At the other end of this, the kind of game spectrum, then something like a Super Six, you're having to predict six exact results. So I always say the lottery is six numbers, you know, but for Super Six, you have to predict the score lines of six games, which is 12 teams. So you have to get 12 scores right. So, you know, it's a complete, it's basically a lottery. And then you have sports betting, which is unsafe, you know, or for, you know, a significant portion of the population, it's unsafe. For a lot of people, it's a pastime, and it's fine that there's no issues with it, and we're certainly not, you know, anti-gambling, but we're pro-choice, and we want to have an option in the market where people can test their football knowledge, prove their knowledge in a fun, challenging, and safe way.
Great, Alan, nice to know that. So how old is Footnet now?
Footnet's been around for about 4 years. So, you know, we launched the initial beta in 2018. In 2019, then we started kind of early monetization of the platform. And then obviously COVID came along, and that was a pretty big setback for the business. So there was a period of about 4 to 5 months where there was no football globally, which was a bit of a disaster. You know, one of our data providers went bust, and it presented a lot of challenges for us. So really in 2021, we had to pretty much start from scratch again, you know.
Great. Before we get into the details of how Footnet works and everything, you had a great experience working in sports betting industry. Take us through that, and what were your learnings, and you could see things happening really close. So was that the motivation behind Footnet, and how it all got started?
Yeah, so the idea for Footnet started before I joined Paddy Power Betfair at the time. So basically my background was in operations, sales operations, and so on. So when I started building Footnet, you know, I basically needed to improve my product knowledge. So, you know, how to build a product at scale. This opportunity came up. So I took it, and it was a good opportunity for me to learn about product, but also learn about how one of the major incumbents in the market operates. And, you know, that's certainly has contributed to the direction of the product and, you know, a better understanding of the market generally.
Great. And how long you were associated with the sports betting companies?
I was there for 4 years. So pretty much as the beta launched for Footnut, I joined Paddy Power the Paddy Power Betfair product team. It was a great experience. You know, there's a lot of talent in these companies, and the experiences they create for people are exceptional. There is just that problem with online gambling and how it's regulated, and there are real risks that, you know, when someone who has issues with addiction or is prone to that type of thing can get themselves into trouble. So, you know, as I said, once I started working there, got great experience on the product side, but then, you know, from a Footnut strategy perspective, we definitely firmed up on the direction and, you know, keeping Footnut as a safer alternative in the market.
Great. So Alan, take us through Footnut. How does this work? Is this a single, as a single person, can I come into the app and start using the app and get points, or is there money really involved in this, or is it just points, or can I come in as a club or a group of individuals? How does this work? Take us through that.
Yeah, sure. So it's free to download the app and it's free to play. So we offer a suite of competitions to people. So we have what's called a NAP competition, which is the main competition on the app. And that runs, there's a weekly competition, a monthly competition, and a season-long competition. They all roll into each other. And there's cash prizes that we offer for that. So you can play for free and potentially win cash prizes. There's no need to deposit money or anything like that. The NAP competition is basically your top six football predictions each week. It's made up of five NAPs and one banker. So your banker then is your absolute number one prediction that week. A winning banker gets you a 5-point bonus, and if you lose, you get a 5-point penalty. So critical that you get that right. And because it's six picks, it's quite easy to engage with. You know, you're not having to make hundreds of different predictions. And that was one of the learnings that we had from one of the early beta versions of the product, where users could make as many predictions as they wanted in the competitions. And we just found that, again, from a time perspective, if you go back to the Fantasy Premier League example, people are time poor. So we kind of have crafted the gameplay and the competition format as we've gone. And the NAP competition now works very well. We get good feedback with it, easy to engage with, six picks a week. If the football is on of a Saturday, you can quickly make your six predictions in a couple of minutes. And then, you know, in order to do well, those who, you know, spend more time researching and watching games and all of that, they're the ones who will rise to the top. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to reward people who prove their football knowledge. And that's where we're differentiating ourselves in the market versus some of the competition, in that, you know, something like a Super Six is overly reliant on luck. Something like Fantasy Premier League is too complex. So we're kind of straddling those two lines in the middle and offering a true test of knowledge. And Footnut is odds based. So when you predict using real odds, but you're predicting with points instead of money. So for example, I could put 5 points on at a 2.0 shot or an even money shot. If it wins, I get 5 points. If it loses, I'm minus 5 points. If I put 5 points on a 3.0 prediction, which is 2-1, if it wins, I would get 10 points. If it loses, I'm minus whatever number of points I risked. So I can risk 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 points. And basically then you add up all your points in the weekly, monthly, season-long competitions, and whoever's at the top wins the prizes. So it is a true test of knowledge. And what I mean by that is it's based on the real odds of something happening, the real probability. So in some other games out there, the options can be binary. So will Liverpool win? Yes or no. But if Liverpool are playing Norwich at home, they're probably going to be, 1 to 10 shots. So that's not really proving your knowledge. So if you predict Liverpool on Footnote, you'll get very few points. So you do need to sort of balance out picking predictions like Liverpool at home to Norwich with other predictions to grow your points. And that's how your knowledge comes out.
Great. And since you mentioned that you want to keep people away from the serious gambling and losing out money and all, but then there are some segment of people who are there who know their limits, do that for fun. So is there an option wherein Footnote says that, okay, if you want to put a 5 quid, you can come in and do that without losing the money, or you are staying completely away from the money part?
Oh, I mean, from a startup perspective, trying to compete with a Betfair or a Bet365 or a Paddy Power would be insanity. They offer unbelievable experiences. Their apps are excellent. We've no issue with people who want to gamble, and if you want to do that, then there's an enormous selection of apps out there for you to do that. So we're not looking to do that at all. However, what we do notice is that people who do bet love playing the app, because you get that same thrill of proving your knowledge. You just haven't risked money to do that. And that's sort of at the root of what we're trying to do here, is enabling people to prove their knowledge without testing their pocket, without the financial spills. So thrills without the financial spills is one of the kind of taglines that we throw around. And, there's a lot of people out there who like that. Like, we've had feedback where if someone is involved in one of the monthly competitions, at the business end, and they can potentially win a cash prize, they bet less, because they're actually focused on finding these winning predictions. They're looking at what other guys around them are predicting, and they really get into it. And, there's a real thrill when you've proved that knowledge. Who says that in order to play the odds or the probability, you have to risk money? We're just used to doing that. And I think we can change that.
Interesting, Alan. I like the tagline, thrills without the financial spills. Interesting.
We haven't trademarked that yet now. It's something we're playing around with, but we'll see.
Yes, it's a nice one. As you mentioned, in terms of there are a lot of people out there who discuss football day in and day out, and they actually want to show that we have good knowledge about football, and who also want to go out and compete with other people.
You might call them footnuts.
Oh, yes. So that's where I'm coming to, Alan. Why the name Footnote?
I mean, it's exactly what you've said. There's a huge audience out there, and football is life. There's 22 million Premier League fans in the UK and I alone, and they split sort of into 11 million like avid fans, and then 11 million who are more casual. But they're all, consuming content, following their team, reading articles on Twitter, they're going to games. It's a real social avenue for people. They, go into a pub and watch a game and meet some friends. And, while doing that, they're constantly trading opinions and knowledge. And, you know, up until now, a lot of that has been sort of in the ether. You know, who really knows their football? Is it the guy who's always yapping, or is it the quiet guy who kind of, you know? Whereas now you can come in on Footnote, make your predictions, and you know, there's league tables there, there's stats there that show you what your win percentage are, what your profit is, what leagues you're good at, what your rank is overall. So you can see like what your Premier League rank is. If you think you know your Premier League, we'll tell you what your rank is compared to everybody else. So now the talking is over. Let's see who really does know their football, you know?
Amazing, Alan. And if a bunch of friends want to come and run their own league on Footnote, is that possible?
Absolutely. So that's one of the main features on the app, VJ, private leagues. Private leagues. Friends can come in, a group of 10 friends, 15 friends, whatever it is, they can come in, set up their own private league separate to the main competitions on Footnote. You can set the start date and the end date. It can be free or paid. So it can be just a league you set up, for, play for free, and just for a bit of banter and some fun, and see who has the best statistics or whatever. Or you can make it paid. So you can say, right, we'll all put €10 in. You can then set up the prize structure. So you can say first gets 60%, second gets 30%, third gets 10%. And whoever wins then, you know, wins the money that everybody has put in. And the cool thing about that is that all that money stays in your friend group. You know, it's not being lost. Now, you may not win it, but one of your friends will. It's still in that group. And that's kind of another, you know, driver for that social inclusion and, you know, being socially more responsible and transparent, you know. This is something the gambling companies have struggled with, is like, how do you make betting more social? They're constantly looking at ways to do that. So the example I use is the Masters in golf, where, you know, there'll be millions of WhatsApp groups going around the week before the Masters with people trying to predict who'll win and all of that. And the gambling companies have tried to figure out, like, how do we get into that? How do we try and get people to bet on that in WhatsApp and various different things like that? But the problem is gambling is inherently non-social, because people, when they're betting, they don't want other people to know how much they're betting, how often they're betting, what they're betting on. It's just, it's a nut they're really struggling to crack. And there's a whole suite of new products coming out now, of which Footnote is one, that are, you know, socially more inclusive and safer.
Nice thought, Alan, in terms of even if you're putting the money stays within the group, and you can either one of your friends win it, or maybe if you want to do something towards a charity or something like that, still this works out, right?
Exactly. And that's one of the main avenues with this, then, VJ, is taking that private league option with a group of friends, but then taking it into like a sports club or some other kind of it could be a charity or whatever, where you run a private league. You know, so let's say a fundraiser for your local sports club, and you know, there's clubs trialing this already at the minute, which is great. So the club can set up their own private league fundraiser. They control the start date, the end date, which competitions are eligible. So Premier League, Champions League, League of Ireland, whatever. They can set the prize structure, and they can say, okay, it's €10 to enter. And they can then split that €10, €5 towards the prize pot, €5 towards the club. And they then just need to recruit as many players as they can. And each time a new player joins, both of those pots grow by €5. So, you know, if you could get a couple of hundred into one of those fundraisers, then those pots quickly grow. And again, going back to what I was saying with the private league with friends, the beauty of this is that all the money generated stays in the club and in the club's base. So that the money's not being lost, you know.
Does Footnut take any commission on this or any part of this?
No, there's a setup fee to create the private league, and that's it. So we don't, whatever money you raise as a club, we don't touch it. That's an attractive proposition for clubs, you know. So what's really needed then is just for a point person in a club to go, right, I'm going to be Mr. Footnut. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to grab this by the horns. I'm going to trial it and then see if we want to set it up and run it broadly in the base.
Super, well. Currently, how many users you have on board?
So it spikes up and down depending on like the sporting calendar and activities. So for the Euros, we had around 1,000 users. And, you know, since then, we've between 500 and 300, depending on, you know, what's happening. Like with the international breaks, we tend to see a dip because most of the activity seems to be around the Premier League. But we're not doing any marketing at the minute. And that's kind of the next focus now, is how do we actually drive awareness and scale with this? So, you know, I'm looking to raise investment around that. And, you know, we have, I feel like the proposition is in a good place right now. So in April, we actually set a new record for engaged sessions per user, which was 26 for the month of April, which is, you know, very high. So that's on average 26 engaged sessions per user. So some will have done more, some will have done less, but it's a very high number, you know, for a B2C app.
Talking about investments, Alan, till now, is it bootstrapped or you have got funding from anyone?
Just bootstrapping. There's actually no straps left on my boot now. My boots are falling off. So I recently participated in the Enterprise Ireland New Frontiers Phase 2 program out of ATU, the Atlantic Technological University, which was formerly GMIT. And that was great. You know, that gave me the time to focus on the venture full time. It provided supports in terms of research and kind of working with mentors on marketing and messaging and various things like that. You produce a business plan through that process, and you know they help in make introductions then to people who might be able to help you. So I exited that last week actually. So I'm now, you know, looking to sit down with interested parties to try and move the venture forward.
Awesome, Alan. And I actually tried to watch one of the sessions of New Frontier programs. I think one in which you were also part of. And what I could understand and realize is that in the recent year or so, you have got more startups which are focused towards sports analytics and sports data centers and sport numbers and all, making inroads. So do you see that happening and in the recent past, do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not sure if this is fueled by the pandemic or not, where, you know, all people really had to rely on was sports. Like when the Premier League came back and stuff like that, it was one of the only outlets where people could, you know, have some entertainment. And, you know, through lockdown, one of the only things people could do personally was train or play sport or go for a run or whatever. And when sports were cancelled, I think a lot of people realized how much they missed them. So I think, you know, post-pandemic now, you know, people are generally more sporty and appreciate maybe what they missed during that period. And there's potentially a lot of activity around that then, you know. I know when I was in the New Frontiers cohort, there was another business in there, you know, that was sports based. And it's, you know, it's a huge business. And I think young people now are a lot more health conscious as well. There's a lot of sort of gym based apps and various things like that. So yeah, I think it's a big area. It's a hot area. We're on kind of the entertainment side of it, but I don't see it slowing down.
You have rightly said, Alan, in terms of during pandemic, one of the, or rather the only place for people to actually do the stress busting was sports and fitness. So definitely a good reason for things to actually get going in this side of the business. Talk about in terms of how big is your team and who is helping you. That's one. And secondly, in terms of you're talking about investment, what is the amount that you're planning to raise? And are you open to investments from across the globe?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, through the work we've done on the business plan, we're looking to reach like a team of 25 by year three. So right now I'm a solo founder. So my immediate, you know, focus is on getting a tech lead, a marketing lead, a product manager, designer, and some BDMs then who would go around into the clubs, talking to the clubs about FootNut and how they can use that to fundraise. So in year one, you're looking at a team of about 7 and then growing into a team of 25 over 3 years. And, you know, I'm looking to raise 1.7 million over that 3 year period. So initially, we're probably looking at a seed round of about 500K.
Great. And you're open to investment from across the globe, or is there any restrictions on investment coming in?
Yeah, I'm open to investment from anywhere, anyone who is interested, but obviously they would need to have similar alignment in terms of the vision and where we want to take FootNut, and, you know, the positioning of it is key. So they would need to have a similar view. And I think when you look at the market and you look at the research that we've done, and when you look at the engagement that we have with the app, with those 26 engaged sessions per user, you know, I don't think that will be a problem. You know, there's definitely a shift occurring in the market. It's not just FootNut out there who's looking at this. There's other apps out there. And I think that's testament to kind of that what's going on as well, you know.
So, Alan, I'm sure that you will have more engagement per session, per user, everything. And I think it's a great app. So hope to see FootNut going great guns. So before I wind up, I also wanted to understand in terms of there's a big footballing extravaganza which is going to happen in December, the World Cup. So what are your expectations for that? Do you see the numbers going up? Are you planning something different or something special for World Cup?
Yeah, so the World Cup is a great example of an event that people can use on the, you know, on the private league side of things. So it's already time boxed. It's already 6 weeks. And what we're seeing is that for private leagues, shorter leagues work better because you retain people's interest. So it's time boxed at 6 weeks. So we'll be working with as many clubs as possible, you know, from the start of the Premier League season in August to run trials and be ready then to run World Cup predictor fundraisers. So that's going to be a big goal of ours. And, you know, it's a big opportunity for clubs out there to target the World Cup to run fundraiser events and get money coming in to their clubs for whatever projects they have in terms of, you know, it could be buying land for pitches, renovating clubhouses, buying facilities, updating gyms, all of that. So clubs always need money. And this is just a great opportunity for them to leverage that competition. It's something the whole world will be interested in. The whole world will be watching. So they can try to take advantage of that, and they can use the FootNut platform to do that successfully, you know.
Awesome, Alan. Awesome. And currently, you're based out of Galway, right?
Yeah, I'm based out of Tuam in Galway at the minute. So I was in London for several years, and in the UK for longer than that. So came back during the pandemic with all the lockdowns and all that. So currently based out of Galway, and I'm enjoying being back, settling back in to Irish life. It's good. It's been good.
Great, Alan. Great. It was nice talking to you, Alan. I hope Footnut recovering from the west coast of Ireland would definitely make waves across not only UK and Ireland, but across the globe. It's just that matter of one big day for you, and then you get the numbers going in terms of the users and the customers. Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm hopefully, you know, I think it's kind of on a knife edge now at the minute, and I think we just, like you say, we just need that, you know, one sort of event, or, you know, just sign up a big club or someone who runs a fundraiser and start to get the awareness out there. And then in the US, the US is an enormous opportunity as well, you know. There's a growing soccer base over there. The MLS is continuing to expand, you know. David Beckham's franchise is set up now in Miami, and they're going to add more franchises over the next few years. And then the next World Cup, 2026, is in the US. So, you know, we'll be gearing towards that as well, you know.
Amazing. Amazing, Alan. And I'm sure with the sport spreading across the US, definitely, because they focus a lot on the franchise-based sporting events. And especially for football, we have seen that in the last 5 to 6 years, there's been a huge development across the globe, in other parts of the globe and other countries as well. So it's growing, and I hope Footnut, it's a huge market. Even a small pie would actually take you to places. Yeah. So I hope Footnut positions itself in the right manner, the right time, and get going with that.
Yeah, appreciate that. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yes. All the best, Alan. Thank you for being on this show.
Cheers, Vijay. Thanks for having me.